is like this. Tabas Chuvah Drasha, amongst the things I said, you don't have to worry, it's not going to be another hour and 15 minutes. But one of the points I brought down, one thing it's kedai to tell over to, anybody didn't hear it, was a Vilna Goyen. Fascinating Vilna Goyen. Vilna Goyen says, when the Gemara says in Brachas, that a person should worry if they don't go 7 days without a dream, the Gemara says it's a bad simon. So I asked the Kasha, right, Shalom? A lot of people go 7 days without a dream. What's the big deal if you went 7 days without a dream? The Gemara says it's a bad thing. Right? The Vilna Gaon says a Gevaldik Pshat. Vilna Gaon says the whole world is a dream. The whole world is a dream. That means everything we look at and all our Yetzirah and everything, it's all a dream. It's fantasies. It's not real. But Motel Gifter Zechat Tzadik Levracha used to say that it says in the end of Meseches Ksubis that when the Amiroyim went into Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to know if they got to Eretz Yisrael, they would pick up the rocks. And the Gemara says there in Ksubis that if the rocks were heavy, they knew they were in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Same rock. We don't have Heshi here, our rock specialist. But I'm sure he'll listen to the shiur, because he does. He could probably tell us different rocks, what they weigh. But the Gemara in Ksubis is mashma. The same rock. If you pick up a rock from Eretz Yisrael, the same rock, it weighs more. And these Amiroyim, they picked up the rock and they said, eh. And they brought a pasuk to support this idea. Havonei Barzo. It's a medrash in Keolos, right? Mahara Tachzeb Nechoshes. So Matl Gifter said, what's pshat? Why are the stones in Eretz Yisrael more heavy? He said a beautiful idea of Matl. The Matl Gifter said, Ruchnius is the only thing that's real. Everything else is just fake. So he said, even the rocks don't weigh as much as rocks. Eretz Yisrael rocks, those are real rocks. You have to be a Matl Gifter to give it over the way he gave it over. The whole world is paper. It's fake. You know, you go, I'm sure many of you maybe have not gone to Universal Studios. What do they show you? How they make movies. Leilam Himmelsam doesn't know what movies are. But Zazach, the Goyish, knows what movies are. So in a movie, you could see it looks like a whole town. It's nothing. You go there, you see it's a piece of paper. It looks like a whole city. It's a piece of paper. You walk right through it. Go on. Dr. Muttle Gifted, that's really what it is. It's all a cholam. The whole world's a cholam. Only your menu could sell oil. The whole thing is a cholam. And Mimela, Ramatul Gifter said, even the Ruchnius rocks, they weigh, they have real weight. That was his concept. Beautiful concept. Says the Vilna Goyen that people are so busy during the week, they're working and they're running and they're coming, they don't get a chance to realize that the whole world is a dream. But Shabbos is a day where a person's supposed to rest and take a step back and think, what is this world? What am I living in? He says, when the Gemara says you shouldn't go 7 days without a dream, it means you shouldn't go 7 days without realizing that the whole world is a dream. I said it over Shabbos, and I could say it over again today with the Zolnik Yishmak. That's how emes this vort is. So you could say that Shloima Melech means really it's so clear what's right and wrong. It's there. Just you don't see it. The light's off. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is. Shlomo HaMelech is trying to say what's right is so simple. So why don't you see it? Because the lights are off. Okay? If there was a bear in the room here, middle of the night, a grizzly, and the lights were off, you wouldn't know to be scared until he starts roaring. Put the lights on, you go run for your life. Even if they say it's not good to run from a grizzly. There's other eitzes. But whatever the eitzes is that you need an eitzes. That's for sure. Eitzes toiv kamash. But all it took was the light on. There's no chiddush. The light went on. Oh, look at that. So you could say that that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Fakert! I was asking, why is he making it out like it's a whole chochma? That's good what Shlomo was trying to say. It's so clear what's right and wrong. But it's Yisrael Oman HaChoshech. The lights are out. You don't see what's so clear. If you don't open up the lights, you can't see anything. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Shabbos is the time to open up the lights. Fine. I'm going to tell you a different shot, which connects to the Medrash and Bereishis. The emes is, and I've repeated this to the elementary school when the kids graduated. That's what a roishim made. I mean, I wanted to tell them something before they leave. Those unfortunate ones that didn't end up here. So we'll have to hop around and at a graduation, give them as much as I can before they leave. So I told them by the graduation, I told them over something from Rabbi Avadia Yosef, which to me was enlightening, what I heard b'shem Rabbi Avadia Yosef. Somebody asked Rabbi Avadia Yosef, how was he zoiche to capture so much Torah? Every gadol, the Chatzkel Abramsky once got up when one of the Gedolei Yisrael died in his generation, and he gave a hesped. And in his generation, the Chatzkel Abramsky's generation, you had Gedolei Yisrael all over. And he was trying to express the loss. And he said, every gadol has his flavor, has his taste. He said, when a gadol leaves the world, a whole characteristic is gone. So, Rabbi Avadia Yosef, there's so much to say about him. I was only zeich a little bit to know him. He wasn't from the Gedolim I really knew well. I knew him from his father. But one thing is clear. He's a man in our generation that captured such a wide range of Torah. It's really unbelievable. Unbelievable. It means you go through a tshuva from the Abiyah Emel, usually even a well-versed scholar will have some new names that he never even heard of. Marie Kuli. Sometimes I tell to somebody, they go, who's that? Marie Abubalapaya. Who's Papaya? Some people think it's a disease or something. The names that he has, every single, the Raisi Ani, the Chazi Nisi, the Aini Dishvir, it's not Aini Dishvir, it's Aini that saw everything. So even if somebody doesn't agree, Rav Avadia Yosef has his own way of paskening a shayla. Some Ashkenazim generally have a different way to pasken a shayla. It's indisputable that the man had captured so much Torah from such a wide range. In one tshuva, you'll have a Kabbalistic nekuda with a halachadik nekuda with a machshava. In one tshuva, the ganze zach. I'm beyond mispoil. Not that he needs my spoilers. From the mix, some people are predictable. You know, this is what they go through, and this is their mahalach, and these are the sforim they quote. Even Rav Moshe, who was the Poisek Ador. You know where Moshe is going. You know where he comes from. You know where he goes. You know the sforim that he's going to base his Psak Halacha. Some say he didn't really, was Ma'ayin Hate. He said, like, after Kiveg, he didn't look into all the other Tshuva sforim. He had his way to Hipaskan. And Rav Moshe was Ari. He was a lion. He could go through the singing of Rishayim and Paskan Hashayim. Like nobody. Rabbi Avadia Yosef, he paskens the shal differently. Paskens the shal, he goes to the ocean and he gathers every single fish out there. And it's all in the tshuva there. And he gives it psak halacha. It's a different, total different style. But I wondered what was his, how's he zoiche for that? How's he zoiche? It's a bigger masmid than some of the other gedolim. What was his kunz? So one of Rabbi Avadia Yosef's Choshev HaTalmidim got up when he was maspidim and he said that my Rebbe said, I was telling the Bochum, sometimes you look in a tshuva from Rabbi Avadia Yosef, you see all of a sudden a little tshuva, like he'll bring down the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Avron Palaji, Rabbi Chaim Palaji, and the Gracha L'Ramba Milchus Tefillah. That's when I go, where'd that come from? How'd you put that into this? That's like you're making a tromb. And the beans and barley and everything stems, right? Everything fits perfect. All of a sudden, there's a peach in there. There's a peach. How'd that get in there? The mix. And then he'll bring in a quote from Rishima Shiurim from Rebel Yemeir Bloch to Rishivan Tells. Wow. Marikuli, Puli, Abropaye, Palaji, Malaji, Kalaji. And the Grachmi Brisk, it's all in there. What's pshat? So this Talmud of his got up and he said, I want you to know, my Rebbe told me that every single sefer that he saw, he had a burning desire to go through. Every new sefer came out from Rosh Hashiva, paperback, some shiurim from Rosh Hashiva. He read it. And he said that he was makamal on himself, that anything he ever learns, he's going to give over to somebody else. Either b'ksav or b'peh. He always was makabal that any Torah he's going to learn, he's going to give over. And he was takas eicher to do it. Look at the chavadas, the abiyah. If he didn't do it, so his kids did it for him. The alkat yosef. Somebody, either him or his shulchim, put it into the sforim. He was makabal that everything he learns, he's going to give to somebody else. When I heard that, I realized everything. My kasha is answered. Because when he opened up Ozer Avrom from Avrom Palaji, he wasn't just getting the schusim of Avadi Yosef. He was getting the schusim of Gans Klai Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, you know what? I'm going to keep that Rebbe Avrom Palaji in that man's head because he's giving it over to Klai Yisrael. This is not Stam. I'm going to make sure he gets it. Okay? If I'm selling something to a customer, if I'm a person that's selling a product, if I'm in Chesky's business, in the multi-trillion-dollar prefab business, right? And I know that this unit that I'm selling is going to be parked by the World Trade Center, or now by the Freedom Tower. So Chesky could tell you, you'll make sure that prefab is going to be gorgeous. It's going to have every, because that's my master. That's the whole Welt is going to use. That's Nadler. That's who I am, right? Posha does it. When the yeshiva makes an open house, right, you know what goes on. The menahal is not breathing for a couple of days. The menahal gets nervous when I say, sure, we can make the open house in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, whatever we need. The menahal's thinking to open house, because open houses, that's when everybody comes in. That's when you're making an impact. Rabbi Avadi Yosef, every time he opened up a sefer, it was Safami, Klal Yisrael. So now the Rebbeinu Shlom said, hey, one second. This guy, I'm going to make sure he knows it. And he gets it. He retains it. He has it. Because he's my shliach for Klal Yisrael. Memela, every sefer that Rabbi Avadi Yosef opened up became installed in his brain. Because Rebbeinu Shlom had a big interest that it should be installed in his brain. So this Talmud was just saying it as an attribute. But when this time, when I heard it over, I said, oh, okay, no, now I understand. I once saw him sitting there quoting a very, very far-fetched sefer, verbatim, without taking it out. And he was quoting it. It wasn't a commonly used sefer. It wasn't a Rashba. And he started reading it, paragraph after paragraph. He was going on for 10 minutes. He's reading it, just like it's right here. And after that, I was going, psh, this guy has a pretty good memory. So I was quite a spoiler. If it would have been a rash, but I wouldn't have been so much spoiler. But that was pretty, I was pretty shocked with that. And he's just reading it. And it looked like he was able to keep on going. But the pshat is, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you want to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. You're going to get it. You're going to get it and you're going to hold on to it. Adrei Machron. That's the pshat. And that's why the biggest koyach you could have in Torah is if you loymet Torah al manas lelamda. If you loymet Torah al manas lelamda. So you have the biggest siyata d'shmaya. If you want to learn Torah, to teach Torah, that's the biggest siyata d'shmaya. Why is Oira Zutaira? Why is Torah called Oira? Because Torah is very much like the Bria of Oira. What's Oira? Oira is the only Bria we have, the only creation we have, that has no self. You could take your hand, I mean, you're going to get burnt, but you can put it right through the fire. Right? Put it right through. It's not Teufis anything. The Oir is Meir Lachegen. The Oir illuminates. Although it doesn't have any Zich, it illuminates. That's the way Torah has to be. Torah has to be lahoyer. Torah has to be, somebody has to learn Torah, they have to learn Torah so they can be a light to the world. That's the tachlis of Torah. And that's when you taka matzliach in Torah. If it's being learned in that way, and that's why haloy malam has to lamed, maspikin biyodei lumoid, ulamoid, lishmor, velasois, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's why chometz symbolizes all chet. How does chometz become chometz? We're not holding Pesach now, but how does chometz become chometz? It swells. It sits. It's self-absorbed. That's chometz. If chometz has any asik with anything else, it doesn't become chometz. How do you destroy chometz? Sreifa. Through fire, you destroy chometz. When the Medrash Rabbah comes and the Medrash says, Hashem saw Ma'ase Tzadikim, he saw Ma'ase Rishoyim, any idea is me in Chofetz Yoyse. Which one does Hashem want more? Which one does Hashem want more? What kind of question is that? Of course. Well, Hashem wants Ma'ase Rishoyim? So I want to tell you a simple pshat. And this pshat hit me a couple of years ago, that it's a whole different pshat in the Medrash. Of course we know if a Rosh eats Nevelos and Treifis, and he speaks Lashon Hara, and he has Sinas Chinam, of course Hashem hates that. The Medrash doesn't have to say, what does Hashem want better? The Chofetz Chaim? Maisim Toivim? Or the Rosh is Maisim Roim? That's not a Shaila in Chazal. The Medrash Rabbah doesn't have to say which one. The Medrash Rabbah is talking about something entirely different. Every now and then a Rosh does something too. A good thing. The Rosh also has some Maisim Toivim. The Rosh also has good things. Right? So the Rosh does good things. Now, the tzaddik does good things all the time. Which one gives Hashem more nachas ruach? Now it makes sense to Medrash. Maybe, just like if a person has 10 children, okay? And 5 of them are gevaldik, they're good, they're great, and they're wonderful, and they're well-behaved, and they do the right thing, and they're gevaldik. And then he has 5 that make him drive him crazy and make his life miserable. So when those 5 that are miserable act better, you go, oh, give me a nachas ruach. More than the kid that's always acting like a mensch. Zok de medrash, eini edeya be'ezem eim chofetz yoiser. Which one? Maybe Hashem gets more nachas ruach take when a rasha does a ma'aseh toiv. Now the medrash makes sense. Zagut kasha be'ezem eim chofetz yoiser. Which one does Hashem have more nachas ruach from? And it would even make sense. Maybe Hashem has more nachas ruach, the rasha. So I can't hold back. I have to tell you the chidah. The Chidah says, why is it that a tzaddik gets reward in the next world and a Rasha gets reward in this world? Chazal tell us that the Rishonim get paid in this world and the tzaddikim, right? They have reward in the next world. I know you're waiting, but it's coming in a long time. Tzaddikim, in Olam Haba. Why is it like that? Listen to Chidah's Goinus. Tunrufus a Rasha, he asked Rabbi Akiva, the Medrash says. He asked Rabbi Akiva. I thought your God keeps his own Torah. In the Torah it says, Baal Tolan, you can't delay a worker's compensation. Doesn't apply to Rabbeim, don't worry. I'm sorry, Rabbi. Even though you've been pretty good. Lamaisa, the Shul Lameisha says that a Schar of a Rebbe is Schar B'Tela, so it doesn't have a dinner pool of Sacher. That's not for now, but we'll talk. So he said, so how could Hashem wait till a person goes to the next world to pay him back? Hashem has to keep his Torah. That was Tanrufus Rosh's kasha to Rabbi Akiva. No, there's a lot of tirutzim. Right? You can imagine Rabbi Akiva has a lot of tirutzim. But the Chidah gave us a tepash to Terence. Listen to Chidah's chap. What's the halacha if you take a piece of material and you go to a tailor and you tell him, make me a suit? In the earlier days, that was very normal. You pick yourself up a nice piece of material, you go to a tailor, say, make me a suit. What would be if the tailor, he finished the suit, he calls you up, he says, I finished the suit. You say, I'll come next week to pick it up. Are you over Baal Tolan that you didn't pay the guy back that day? How does the oil and paskin? Why not? What? So, he finished the job. He finished the job. Huh? Oh, he's right here. He says, I see the suit's finished. He goes, hey, see, it's beautiful. Here it is. So, yeah, I'm not taking it right now. I worked for the last week. Shulchan Aruch paskens, there's no Baal Tolan. You know why not? Uman koine b'shevach kli. Which means that when the tailor went and he made a suit, he owns the suit because he changed the material. He made it into a suit. He's a shutif in that suit now. So when you buy it from him, when you pay him for his work, you're not only paying him for his work, you're redeeming your suit back. Memela, he's holding on to his pay. His pay is the suit. He's holding on to his suit. He made the suit. That improvement he made in the suit, he owns. So it's not like you're holding back payment. He's holding the payment. That's the halach. Says the Chidah, when a tzaddik does a mitzvah, he changes. He improves. He becomes a better person. Umen koine b'shevach kli. There's no Baal Tolan. But the Rasha, everything's external. Everything's external. He's not changing. If he's not changing, there's Baal Tolan unless you pay him on time. So Rabbi Shem gives him his reward here. Like a gevalda you have. Rabbi Sol, not a diamond, this chidah. One is a diamond. Are you going to say it in shul? Gevaldik. It's a diamond. This chidah is a diamond. Tosok the chidah. Rabbi Sai. That's Pshat in Chazal. Even when the Rasha does the deed, it's black. It's not to illuminate for others. It's for himself. It's not oil. Which ma'isim tovim does Hashem want better? Ma'isim tzaddikim. You know why? Because when a tzaddik does a deed, it's to bring light to the world. Like a bavadi Yosef. I want to lighten the world. That's chofetz Yosef. Even if the Rosh does a ma'isim tovim, but he's doing it for himself. Shlomo HaMelech came to the conclusion that what's true sichlus, and Rashi says sichlus is not just not wisdom, it's rishus. That's like Yisro Na'or Menachayshech. That a person's job in this world is to illuminate. When he wants to know what value his wisdom has and what value his Maisim Toivim have, it's measured by how much he tries to use them to illuminate the world. Ki Yisro Na'or Menachayshech. And how much you use it to illuminate the world, then attack has a shot. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss on this, but we have to go to Sukkiah. So, we'll go to Sukkiah.